In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Ready, camera one.
Right.
Ready, camera two. Here we go.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Sarah.
Thank you so much for sitting down with me.
You've been very pushy about this media presence idea.
I know, it took some convincing.
I know. But that's why I love having people of your generation in the group. You bring all of these new tools to our mission. Only a weak leader wouldn't be able to see the value in evolution.
Yeah, exactly. I think that this YouTube channel could actually be a really powerful tool in terms of spreading your lessons, you know? Or like your rules.
Well, I don't like to consider anything a rule, so maybe lesson is better. But either way, your point is taken, and I think you're right, ultimately. I was hesitant to the idea for vanity reasons.
What do you mean?
I think that there is a danger when you're interested in the sort of ideas of consciousness and communion that I am interested in, of becoming a kind of idol or symbol.
This is a perfect example of the modesty that always comes up when people ask me about you.
Oh, well, no. False modesty, maybe.
No, maybe. Don't say that. Well, really, the privilege is ours. So when I was thinking about questions I had to ask you last night, I had a bunch of your writings around me, and my brain was feeling like it was spinning, like I was really overwhelmed, just looking at all these texts and all this time and this thought and this wisdom. And I don't know, I thought back to my first breakthrough with you. It was at the ISM workshop, the Internal Spirit Map workshop for the new subscribers. And in one of your answers, you said something about victimhood.
Do you remember the question?
Yeah, I do, because I actually asked it. It was before we'd ever met.
You were way ahead of most people your age.
Well, so it was when I was first trying to understand negative entities. And I kind of correlated them through this trauma that I had in my life. And in my explaining of that, I had called myself a victim.
Yes. Yes, I remember.
And you said that you are not a victim, that there is no such thing as victimhood besides an illusion to keep women subservient.
I don't think I said subservient, but I know what you are referring to.
And I thought, yes, I am not a victim. And that's a title that they put on me as a signifier of my status of worth in the culture, but I never have to be a victim. And then you said that the pain isn't wasted, that anytime we experience severe pain or discomfort, it actually can be a portal to the divine and the spiritual journey with many lessons. So, could you talk about that idea a little bit?
Yeah, I think that you put that really well, Sarah. I think that workshop affects a lot of people that way, which I think is really promising. As a culture, our acceptance and glorification of victimhood is one of the largest mental health epidemics we see today. It's scary for me to hear young people talk like victims, identify as victims. These are young people. These are kids, in some cases, who, because of an experience, culture has already labeled them as outside of it, as victims. And what we're about is conditioning our spiritual lives. I say condition. Some spiritualists or teachers have different words for this. Some say practice. But if you can condition yourself and purge the negative entities, because they are just hangers-on, right? They aren't a part of your DNA. So you can just essentially wash them off. And when you master that, realize that those experiences that jolted the system and produced all these little floating entities don't contain and never did hold on you, I find that quickly people's entire perception or understanding of that event in their life changes almost instantly and actually can begin to see where the moment of transcendence was.
Tom, did you...
What? No, I didn't...
Shit.
Look, I swear, I didn't call anybody. All right, here. You take Roscoe, I'll go check.
Come here, little guy. Becca, I'm sorry.
Sorry, hi. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm here to pick up Danielle. I'm her ride.
Sure. Do you want to come in?
No.
The station of dinner. Hey, Danny. This is Sarah. She says she's your ride.
Hey, Danny. Sorry I'm late. Are you ready to go? We have a long drive.
Danny can't go before I feed her.
I'm sorry. I must have missed your text. I guess I totally lost track of time. Gosh. I'm sorry. Thank you, Sarah, for... Danny, you should eat.
See? Danny, there's no rush. Eat your food. I'll serve you.
Thanks.
So, Sarah, would you like to sit?
Of course she would. Here, take a seat. Tom, would you go get Sarah a plate? She's eating for two.
Yes, obviously. Right, sorry. I'll get you a plate.
How far along are you, if you don't mind me asking?
No, of course I don't mind. 25 weeks.
Oh, how nice, so soon.
Yeah, it's a really exciting time for us. And how old is this little guy?
Oh, almost three. But, you know, sometimes I still dream I'm pregnant like you.
Oh, wow, really? Do you miss any part of it?
Honestly, not one second of it.
There you go.
This is really delicious. Thank you for the meal, Rebecca.
Now, Sarah, I assume you're one of Danny's sisters. Is that right?
You know... I sure am.
Great. So, how much do you have to pay to follow this Ben guy? Because 30 to 40,000 seems a little high to me.
Oh shit! I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Are there any paper towels? I can totally clean it up. Actually, Sarah, can I talk to you real quick?
I'm right here.
Yes, I know. But I mean in private, please.
Do you want us to give you guys a second?
No, we can talk in your room. Yeah, sure. I'm sorry. Thank you, Tom. I'll just be a second.
No,
I just remember I need to ask.
It's all good. I mean, you two could go outside too. It's starting
to rain.
No. Okay.
Sorry. It's just cold out there.
Whew. How old do you think she is?
22, 23 tops.
Wait. What are you doing?
Tom, give me my phone. I have to record this. Hold it up to it.
This is crazy.
You are such a total disappointment to yourself and our family and to him. How do you expect to raise that child when you can't even earn for him?
What the fuck?
She's pregnant?
There are other ways or other people. I still have 7 months. Okay, I'm barely showing.
How could she not tell me?
Oh, God. I mean, it's probably his, right? She's embarrassed to say.
Oh, God.
Okay, do you want to come with me to that car and tell Ben that yourself?
He's here.
Here. Ben came here with you. Danielle, I don't think I have to refresh your memory on the price of this kind of failure.
take a picture of the license plate. The plate number.
No. No, I know. It's 200 calories a day and increased red cholesterol.
Yeah.
You walk out of this house with nothing, Danny, you're going to owe a lot more than a diet and bad sleep.
Oh, she's pregnant.
Okay, I got the picture.
Whatever. You know, whatever it costs, just get me help, please. Please, just get me help.
Oh, Tom, we have to help her.
I know.
She does not deserve any of this, Sarah.
Okay, just please stop it. We're gonna walk out this room, you're gonna walk straight past your little friends out the front door and get into the car parked out front, all right? I'll apologize for you, I'll try to clean up this fucking mess.
Thank you.
And if this comes back on the group in any way, Danielle, I swear to God, I will personally fucking kill you. Straight to the car.
Danny, come here. Don't listen to her. Stay with us. I can help you. Danny, please.
Stop crying.
They gave us 10.
Drive.
Stars Chloe Grace Moretz as Danny, Kelsey Aspill as Rebecca, Taryn Killam as Tom, Amanda Stenberg as Sarah, and John Gallagher Jr. as Ben. Written and directed by Miles Joris Payrafit. Produced by Q-Code and Chloe Grace Moretz. Executive producer Phil Wurzel. Sound design and mix by Mike Frank. Original score by Patrick Higgins and Miles Joris Payrafit. Recorded and mastered by Salt Audio. Edit and additional engineering by Zach Jurich. Associate producer Tess Ryan. Script supervisor Sam Beasley. Production support provided by Alexandria Nichols and James Gelberg. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Ron Kelly at Atomic Honey. Main theme, Rain Song, written and performed by Kirst. Art by Tomer Hanukkah. Special thanks to Jeff Roy.
If you're a fan, please subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. You can listen to Gaslight on Apple Podcasts or wherever you find your podcasts.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.
Carlos King, one of the most sought-after executive producers in reality television. I am thrilled to announce Reality with the King, where we'll discuss all things reality TV. I have interviewed everyone from NeNe Leakes, Teresa Giudice, and Kenya Moore. Each episode, we will rehash shocking portrayals, honey. Yes! Hilarious shade! And all the drama. Reality with the King podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts.